1290 WLBY live from AnnArbor.com, talking Michigan football this morning with the brand new Michigan football reporter for AnnArbor.com, Kyle Meinke. And Kyle, I fell in love with you at the start of your first column, which you wrote, and it was entitled, "Hello, Michigan Football Beat. Now where to start?" And I just thought that was so endearing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Ann Arbor by way of Grand Rapids.
Right. Yep.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I come from Grand Rapids, actually the small town of Kent City. It's about 25 minutes from Grand Rapids, and went to Grand Valley and spent some time studying in Germany and worked at the Grand Rapids Press, and now I'm here.
Was it always sports for you?
Yeah. I mean, when I was at Grand Valley, I actually have a news background, and that's where I was, and then I switched to sports when I started at the Grand Rapids Press, just kind of fell into the job and have been there ever since.
So you came to us from the Grand Rapids Press, where you were a writer, editor for 4 years. And tell us about that final story you wrote.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I was covering a Detroit Tigers game, actually, for the press, and it was like a 14-6 blowout or something like that. And it's just interesting because Don Kelly, a utility player, it was a blowout, and they had no pitchers left, and it was the ninth inning. They couldn't finish the game off. So Don Kelly comes out of the dugout and fires that last out, and it was pretty hilarious because he's throwing like 84 mile an hour fastballs and actually got the final out on a curveball, and so it was pretty funny.
I can't help but think that Brady Hoke is new. Kyle Meinke is new.
Yeah. It's funny how it's worked out, and I'm actually glad for it because, there's been so much to talk about, and everyone's so excited for this season, and there's so much uncertainty, and no one knows what to expect. And for a new beat writer, I mean, you couldn't ask for more. There's a story every day to write about.
Should we be concerned, or maybe a better question is maybe you could put in perspective for us the four guys who have now left the Michigan football team?
Yeah, there's four guys in the past month, and three actually this week. Last month, Kellen Jones, a linebacker, left. He's a freshman. And then two freshmen have left this week, Tony Passad and Chris Barnett. And then junior wide receiver Jerron Stokes. And really, for this year's team, it means very little, if anything. None of them were expected to see any kind of time. Jerron Stokes might have seen a few snaps here and there.
Barnett was well-touted, though.
Well-touted, yep. He's a tight end. And he was actually the last member of Hoke's first class to commit. And he plays tight end. And he had scholarship offers from LSU, from Alabama, from all the key places. And so it was a big get for Hoke. And Hoke is going to – he's switching to the pro-style offense, which accentuates the importance of mm-hmm. the tight end position. So it's a little bit surprising, but he's had some drama in his background. He decommitted from two other places before committing to Michigan. So it's not an entire surprise that he decommitted. But it does leave Michigan – thin at tight end going forward. They have two seniors this year, Kevin Coger and Steve Watson. But starting next year, they'll have two guys who have played a total of six games at experience at tight end. So it's a little bit of a concern next year. This year, not at all.
Barnett was a little out of shape, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some reports. I'm not sure to what extent. He was hurt his senior year of high school, and he was still coming back from that. And so that might have played into it. I'm not really sure.
On a happier note, a guy that we may not have thought we were going to see or hear much from looks like he may actually take to the field. Nathan Brink.
Yeah, he's an unheralded
walk-on.
Yeah, I mean, really, no one had heard of this guy 10, 11, 12 days ago. I mean, no one. He's a walk-on. He came to school. He plays defensive line. Came to school at 220 pounds, which is about 80 pounds underweight, and redshirted his first year. He played last year, but only played in one game, the Bowling Green blowout. I mean, no one had heard of this kid, and at the Michigan media day a week and a half ago, Brady Hoke mentioned this name, Nathan Brink, of a guy who's really stood out in fall camp, and we're all like, who is that guy? Like, no one's heard of him. So I talked to him briefly on that Sunday at the media day. And then 2 days later, we were at practice. The media was. We had about 20 minutes availability. And there's Nathan Brink started playing with the first unit defense. And this guy no one's heard of. And he's playing the first unit defense ahead of Will Campbell. He's a five-star commit from Detroit. He was a top five defensive tackle coming out of high school. I mean, just as heralded as they get. And here's Nathan Brink playing ahead of him. And since coming in as a freshman, he's put on a bunch of weight. He's up to 265 and is actually playing at defensive end now, which makes him still undersized. But this staff with Brady Hoke, with Greg Madison, the new defensive coordinator, they're both defensive line guys. They know exactly what they want to see out of that position. And they love what they see from Brink. They see good technique. They see good fundamentals. And you see a guy who tries his best every single day, and he brings it. And I think that's what they like about him.
And maybe not such a surprise he's ahead of Campbell. In your article, you had mentioned that Campbell's somewhat inconsistent.
Yeah, he's been inconsistent since he first came. Like I said, he's a five-star guy. I think he was the number four defensive tackle coming out of high school. That might be a little bit off, but he was definitely top 10. Huge get. And for Michigan, and he's had, I believe, five tackles in his career. I mean, he's been really inconsistent. He's barely played, barely seen the field. And last year, he played primarily on special teams, which is not a good sign for a guy of that stature.
We are a week and one day out from the start. Michigan, Western Michigan, next Saturday, 3:30 kickoff at Michigan Stadium. Who's going to be starting? What do you know about this team right now in some of these positions?
Well, obviously, Denard's a quarterback, Denard Robinson. He had a heck of a year last year, and he is switching to the pro-style offense. That's been one of the big storylines of the offseason. He played in the spread option last year. Lots of receivers, lots of running. He averaged 19.7 carries per game last year from the quarterback position, which is unheard of pretty much. And that's with getting only five carries in one game of a blowout and leaving 10 games last year with injury. So it's really remarkable that he had 19.7 carries per game. But he'll be a quarterback, he'll be playing in the pro style, be passing a lot more, be handing the ball off a lot more. And at running back, it's kind of interesting because for the first time since 2007, Michigan's going to feature a tailback. They've done tailback by committee for the past 3 years under Rich Rodriguez, and then obviously with Denard running the ball. But this year they're featuring a tailback who's going to get about 25 carries per game, ideally, for Al Borges, the new offensive coordinator. And it seems that that Michael Shaw, the senior, is going to be that guy. Then they haven't officially named it, but both Al Borges, the offensive coordinator, and Brady Hoke have said this week that if the season were to start tomorrow, Michael Shaw would be the guy. So I would look for him to start against Western. Fitz Toussaint, Stephen Hopkins, and Vince Smith are three guys that will probably fight for that number two role. And Vince Smith actually might be the third down guy. The staff's talked about how they want a guy for the third down position to come in for short yardage situations and that kind of thing.
Kyle Meinke with us. He is the new football reporter for AnnArbor.com. ESPN analyst Kirk Herbstreit said that he's impressed with the Michigan football team. Eight victories is a realistic goal for first-year coach Brady Hoke. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's very realistic. I've said I think seven wins is what I would expect. I would call eight wins a successful season. I really would. I know that there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of goodwill going into the season. Some fans talking about 9, maybe 10 wins, but with two scheme changes on offense and on defense, with a new staff, it's a totally new philosophy, the way football is being played, the way it's being coached, the way it's being taught. I just wouldn't expect more than 8 wins. And I think 8 wins would be a successful season. I see Michigan going about 4-4 in the Big Ten, about 500, which is an improvement, actually. And that means to get to 7 wins, you go 3-1 in the non-conference. To get to 8 wins, you go 4-0. And 4-0 would mean they beat Notre Dame in Week 2, which is a big game. And 3-1 means there's a loss somewhere with Notre Dame or with San Diego State or someone like that. But I would say 7 wins is what I would expect. 8 wins would be a successful season.
Kyle, this might be hard for you to assess being new to following this program and writing about it for AnnArbor.com, but how do you think the guys are taking to this new style and to Brady Hoke? And it's a whole new approach, especially those guys who were under Rich Rodriguez, of course.
Yeah, they love it. They love it.
Because, they love it.
Yeah, they love it. And I would say the reason they love this new coaching staff, this new system, is because of their attention to detail. They feel like they're being coached. They feel like their fundamentals are being paid attention to, and they're getting stronger. They're getting more sound in the way they play football. And I think they really buy into that whole teaching philosophy. I think there's a lot of guys who are skeptical when the coaching switch was first made. But I would say that they love Greg Madison, the defensive coordinator, is a guy that they bring his name up a lot. He's a 31-year college assistant. This is his 32nd year in the college level. And he's also coached the past 3 years in the NFL for the Baltimore Ravens. And that's a lot of credibility. I mean, that's a lot of credibility. He knows exactly what he's doing, what he wants. And I've seen it practice. I've seen plays stop, and I've seen Greg Madison or Brady Hoke, both these guys, walk over to a guy and literally move one of their feet 2 inches. And I've seen that. And
really?
But they know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Everything from pad level to stance, to where you're going to be, all that kind of stuff. And I think that brings a lot of credibility to what they're doing.
Those new scoreboards, I don't know how the guys are going to react when they're on the field there. It's like TV where they always shut off the monitor so you don't look at yourself on there. They're so huge, it's going to be right in the face of all the guys, not to mention the people in the stadium.
Yeah, that's something that's got the fans buzzing.
Yeah. I mean,
at the media day, everyone's, they're huge.
You couldn't
too.
Stop
huge.
Looking at them. Kyle, we're looking forward to following your stories on AnnArbor.com throughout the Michigan football season. Welcome to Ann Arbor.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Lucianne.
Great getting to know you. Kyle Meinke, new football reporter for AnnArbor.com.